Welcome to Scheib Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Ed Morgan. Batting second. The third baseman, Johnny Burnett. Batting third. The center fielder, Bob Seeds. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Lou Fonseca. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Johnny Hodapp. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Charlie Jameson. Batting seventh. The catcher, Luke Sewell. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jonah Goldman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Willis Hudlin. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Willis Hudlin. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Max Bishop. Batting second. The center fielder, Mule Haas. Batting third. The catcher, Mickey Cochran. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Al Simmons. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jimmy Fox. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Bing Miller. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Jimmy Dykes. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Joe Boley. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Rube Wahlberg. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Rube Wahlberg. And now, play ball. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Cochran settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hudlin fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Seeds. Cochran reaches second base with a double. There goes Haas trying to get to third. Seeds throws the ball into Goldman, who relays the ball to Burnett, who tags Haas for the out. Two outs. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards short. Goldman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Haas, who is chasing the ball. Fonseca reaches third base with a triple. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Fonseca scores. One out. It's 1-0, Indians. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox takes first base on ball 4. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes takes first base on ball four. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Dykes moves to third. Rube Wahlberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wahlberg hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Seeds, who is chasing the ball. Wahlberg reaches third base with a triple. Dykes scores. Boley goes all the way around to score. It's 2-1, Athletics. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0-1 in the game. Bishop hits a fly ball into right field. Morgan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Jonah Goldman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goldman takes first base on ball 4. Willis Hudlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hudlin hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0-1 in the game. Morgan hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Cochran settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 0-1 in the game. Burnett hits a fly ball into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Indians 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 1-1 in the game, with a double. Cochran hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-1 in the game. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards third. Burnett fields it and throws to first for the out. Cochran moves to second. Two outs. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Goldman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds is 0-1 in the game. Seeds hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Cochran settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 1-1 in the game, with a triple. Fonseca hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 0-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Hodapp takes first base on ball 4. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0-1 in the game. Jameson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Indians 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-1 in the game. Miller takes first base on ball 4. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Hudlin. Miller moves to second. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Dykes strikes out. One out. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Miller. The throw from Sewell and he is safe. Miller steals third. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Boley takes first base on ball 4. Rube Wahlberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wahlberg is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Wahlberg hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hudlin fields it and throws to home to get Miller. Boley moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. 2 outs. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0-for-2 in the game. Bishop takes first base on ball 4. Boley moves to third. Wahlberg moves to second. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Haas hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Boley scores. Wahlberg scores. Bishop moves to second. It's 4-1, Athletics. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Cochran hits a fly ball into center field. Seed settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-1 in the game. Sewell strikes out. One out. Jonah Goldman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goldman is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Goldman hits a line drive into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willis Hudlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hudlin is 0-for-1 in the game. Hudlin hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0-for-2 in the game. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes can't make a play. That's a base hit. Hudlin moves to second. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 0-for-2 in the game. Burnett hits a pop-up towards third. Dykes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Indians 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-2 in the game. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Fox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Goldman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Miller hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds is 0-for-2 in the game. Seeds hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Fonseca hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Seeds moves to second. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, he's got 1 RBI. Hodapp hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Seeds scores. Fonseca moves to second. It's 4-2, Athletics. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0-2 in the game. Jameson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Simmons. Jameson reaches second base with a double. Fonseca scores. Hodapp goes all the way around to score. It's Indians, 4, Athletics, 4. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-2 in the game. Sewell hits a fly ball towards right. Miller catches it and throws to second to double up Jameson. Two outs. Jonah Goldman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goldman is 0-1 in the game. With a walk, Goldman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0-1 in the game. With a walk, Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Burnett fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley is 1-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Boley hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Fonseca settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rube Wahlberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wahlberg is 1-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Wahlberg hits a ball on the ground towards third. Burnett fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics 4. The Indians will come to bat. George Earnshaw now pitching. Willis Hudlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hudlin is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Hudlin hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1-3 in the game, with a single. Morgan strikes out. One out. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 0-3 in the game. Burnett hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hudlin moves to second. Earl Averill pinch hits for Bob Seeds. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boley fields it and throws to second for the out. Hudlin moves to third. Two outs. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 2-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. Fonseca hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Earl Averill now playing center field. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0-2 in the game. With a walk, Bishop hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 2-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Haas takes first base on ball 4. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 2-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Cochran takes first base on ball 4. Haas moves to second. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-3 in the game. Simmons hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-2 in the game. With a walk, Fox hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Averill, who is chasing the ball. Fox reaches third base with a triple. Haas scores. Cochran goes all the way around to score. It's 6-4, Athletics. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-2 in the game. With a walk, Miller hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 1-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Hodapp hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Simmons. Hodapp reaches second base with a double. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 1-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Jameson takes first base on ball 4. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-3 in the game. Sewell hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Cochran settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bib Falk pinch hits for Jonah Goldman. Bib Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk hits a ball on the ground towards first. Falk scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Falk for the out. Hodapp moves to third. Jameson moves to second. Two outs. Joe Sewell pinch hits for Willis Hudlin. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Indians 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Ray Gardner now playing shortstop. Pete Appleton now pitching. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0-2 in the game. With a walk, Dykes strikes out. One out. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley is 1-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Boley hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Appleton fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Earnshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Earnshaw hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gardner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1-4 in the game, with a single. Morgan strikes out. Cochran drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Morgan out. One out. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 1-4 in the game, with a single. Burnett takes first base on ball 4. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-1 in the game. Averill hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Cochran settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 2-4 in the game, with a single and a triple. Fonseca strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 6, and Cleveland Indians, 4. Goodbye from Shibe Park in Philadelphia.